Liz is pinch hitting. Dave says we're ready.
Call to order Board of Works for May 28th. First up is need a motion to approve the minutes from the May 13th meeting.
Mr. President, have you read those? Have you read those minutes? I'll let Steve make the motion.
I'm making motion to approve the minutes as written.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next is city department head reports.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, as they're coming up here, I just say on behalf of the rendezvous, thank you very much to the city and to all departments, because obviously we couldn't put on a festival like that without your help, including calling Cheryl at the last minute and our new city engineer to get some equipment moved. And so you guys are always Johnny on the spot, and I sincerely appreciate it. And I think it's probably one of the smoothest and best events we've ever had. So thank you very much to everybody.
I jump up and the guys make fun of me because I jump up. So Danny at the city
cemetery. We're not used to seeing things jump up at the cemetery.
And Bryce isn't here to beat you.
Yeah, no, he is. He's usually pretty quick. We've had 14 services so far this month, and we got through another Memorial Day without, you know, major butt chewings or anything. So I deem myself pretty lucky. So everything's going pretty good.
Great. Pardon me? Cemetery looked great for.
Yeah, I did. I said thank you to Danny before.
Thank you very much. Very nice. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bill Cooper, City Inspector's Office. From 5/13 to the date, we've had 116 violation letters sent out and 55 billings. And also, I like to say that the street department, they've been working pretty hard on a lot to picking up all the trash that the city cleanup, and there's a lot out there still yet to get. So, I know the grass, the rain we've had, people can't, we've been, you know, they still got to cut their grass.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that, Phil, because I know that Bryce isn't here, but we had a pretty dangerous situation out in my neighborhood there where the grass had grown up so high on a property, couldn't see around on the old 50, and I texted Bryce, and I mean, next morning it was down. And
I know where you're talking about it.
Yeah.
It was on our list, and they got it. So that's property is not taken care of. So
right,
I'm working
right
on it to get.
Yeah, that house and the house next door could go down in a heartbeat, and the whole neighborhood would be happy.
We're very, very happy. Thanks.
Thank you.
Phil.
John Sprague, City Engineer. Been on the phone a lot last couple weeks with Vectren and making some site visits, getting patching details squared away, make sure everybody's on the same page with how they're backfilling their excavations and surfacing, things like that. Had a meeting with some hospital officials this week, meeting with them to discuss final repairs that they're going to do on the roads. I think Wabash Utilities has put some water lines around the hospital and working on getting some details figured out on how they're going to put that road back together. And I've been out myself measuring different roads around the city, evaluating what kind of repairs are going to be necessary and what kind of paving is going to be needed, and putting some cost estimates together for things of that nature. So
that's John.
Thanks.
I'm not sure that really helps.
Harry Barmas, Director of the Animal Shelter. We had 40 animals come in so far this month and 35 go out. 7 surrendered, 27 dogs adopted, 5 cats, and 4 reclaims, and 9 new volunteers. Our problem is trying to implement the new kitten statue, keeping kittens out of there until they're 12 weeks old. I'm trying to do what Bloomington's doing because of the new disease that's like parvo in dogs. It's called FIP, but if you get a lot of kittens together, you're going to kill them all, is what. And there's no testing for it, and there's no cure for it so far. It's called FIP.
FIP.
And probably last year, the year before, we'd take in 60 or 70 kittens, and to sit there and watch them die was just more than so. This is if people would just hold on to them until they're 12 weeks old, we'll take them. And this is the what we're trying to implement. Found ads are free. We're telling them that if they would put those in the paper, people will come get them because they're looking for kittens. And you know, they're not able to get the real, real tiny ones at the shelter because they won't make it. So that's the only thing that we're kind of going back and forth with the public right now. I think they'll eventually get used to it. We're even, one of my employees is wanting to implement something at her house, maybe even like a barn. She's got the money, an area. But just like I told her, you start mixing litters, the same thing's going to happen. I tried doing it at my house. It's just a real troublesome thing now until they can come up with a cure. So I want to make you aware of that. The mayor's probably getting calls. Do you want me to wait on my vehicle? Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Tara.
Steve Beeman, Parks Department. With the pool, the RFPs are in next Tuesday, June 4th at 2 o'clock at Mr. Mizak's office. June 11th, we have a meeting with the Technical Review Committee. We will interview each of the three respective contractors. I think it's at 4, 5, and 6. We hope. We've had Noble Engineering come in and do borings for soil, and we've got that report back, and those were forwarded on to the three contractors. We've Kevin Rowland is going to do a small survey that they need to get done of the front of the pool that has to be done. We got a lot of the deed and the title, but there was some questions that needed to be answered for Mr. Quackenbush. So that's it on the pool. From the standpoint of the parks, Kimmel is just about back to normal. It still has some things we need to do, but something like that, not to complain, but it takes forever to clean Kimmel Park up after that much water. And then from the standpoint of what we're doing, our art in the park, which we've done every year now, will start next Tuesday. It's every Tuesday in the summer. And it'll rotate. It's at 11 o'clock, and they'll have different activities or an art activity for the children. It's for 12 and under, usually. We have one at the Military Museum this year, and then the kids are going to take a tour. We've done our community health screenings with Good Sam. That started the first Wednesday of each month, and it started in May. June 5th is the next one, and it's cholesterol education. They will do a lipid profile blood test. This Saturday at Rural King, they're having a community appreciation day, and they're doing hot dogs and drinks, and they're having us out there with designs of the pool and have a goodwill offering for the pool for us that day. And then also Better Business Forums is putting on a fundraiser Saturday, June 15th at Greg Park from 2 to 10. It's with Shredding and Storage Unlimited in Knox County Solid Waste Management. You can bring your personal and business papers to be shredded. They have a trailer you can load, and you can watch your stuff being shredded, and it's for a goodwill donation also. So that'll be June 15th. And then the Kiwanis, which Mr. Hill.
Love the Kiwanis. We love them.
They are trying to get us a $25,000 grant through.
Everybody can vote for that. You know, you're not going to be a Kiwani, and everybody can vote.
So I've been trying to get individuals. You can go on the website, the Kiwanis website, and there is a link that you can go to, and then you will go to, I think it's the third page, and it's got pictures of parks throughout the country that are applying. Uh-huh. And ours is by the Open Shelter House at Greg Park, and you can just click and vote, and you can vote every day. And the top 10 will get chosen, and then there's another process. So that goes until June 15th. So we've tried to spread the word as much as we can, and so has Kevin Rowland. But you can go to our website and find it, but you can go.
You have a link on our website?
Yeah.
Good.
You can go online and just get on Facebook and go to the Kiwanis page, and you'll find it.
And then when you get there, you can just type in Vincennes in the search, and it takes you right to it.
And it'll take you right to it.
You don't have to register for anything.
Boom.
Yeah, and you can do it every day. So I don't know how many different there are, maybe 100.
Yeah, but, I think early on we were in the top 10, but we were, then we faded. So
so
I get a reminder from
every day you can do this. So if you could please.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But that's all we have.
Great.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Hey, Steve, do you have minutes on the pool? I started that.
So how many turkey legs did you sell?
All of them.
All of them.
That's all that matters. All of them. Yeah. Dusty Luke, King Vincent's Police Department. We are currently at 4,250 calls for the year, which is about normal for this time. Equipment-wise, we're still working on the two new chargers to get the equipment in and installed. I talked with Vincent's Electronics today about some of the install work there. Unfortunately, we did receive a letter of resignation today from Michael Caswell, who is Unit 214. He's been on about 2.5 years, and his last day will be June the 8th. He was a fine officer, and he had aspirations of working for the Indiana Conservation Department, and something he had pursued for quite a while, and he was accepted to their academy class, so he'll be starting there on June the 10th. John O'Brien graduates this Friday down at the Southwest Academy. Looking forward to that. I guess I would just remind everybody, summer's hit, kids are out of the school. You know, bicycles, motorcycles, mopeds, they're everywhere. Keep your eyes open, and you know, we will definitely see a lot of increased pedestrian traffic with the kids being out of school, and we hope everybody's safe and paid attention to that. Great. Thanks.
Thanks, Dusty.
That's it. Gordon's on vacation, and Bryce. So old business, we move on to new business. First is use of Riverfront Pavilion. Jason Solomon.
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 Brass Ensemble Director.
Brass Ensemble.
Yeah.
I'm the director of the Brass Ensemble and Applied Brass Lessons at Vincennes University. I started a brass ensemble this summer. It's primarily made up of college students from Vincennes, music students, and some high school students from various high school music programs. We are interested in putting on a concert. We'd like to use the Riverfront Pavilion Monday, July 1st. Concert would roughly be from 7 p.m. to roughly 8:30 p.m. From a production standpoint, we would need 12 chairs, 12 stands, and one PA, which we would provide for ourselves and transport it in and out. So just a basic free concert for the public.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
So you don't really need anything other than the use of the pavilion. You don't need streets blocked or anything?
Correct.
Or any okay. Great.
I was unaware that there is a stage that is possible to procure.
Shh. We have a stage.
Yes.
Is that something we should talk about later, or should we talk about
no, that? No, now would be a good time.
Yeah. If there is a stage that can be used, it would be great to...
There is a stage that can be used.
It'd be great to use that and figure out the logistics.
And it's not like you're asking for it tomorrow. We got enough time to... Okay.
When would I speak to...
July 1st,
yeah.
Plus Bryce isn't here. Yeah. That's got to do the work, so we'll just...
And we have okay. a copy of their insurance.
Yeah, we need a copy of...
We've got it.
Oh, we have a copy of that. Okay, it's right. Yeah, it says that. Right. Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the use of the pavilion for a free public concert on Sunday, July 1st, between 7 and 8:30. There's nothing going on before then. I get what we have parking that goes on in there up until 5 or
this will be on Monday, July
1st. Right.
Yeah. Probably late morning or maybe early morning.
Okay, but we'll take care of that, Dusty. So. Street department does that, blocks it off so that we don't get cars left in there. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, what time do you really need to set up? Well, we have to have time to
stage
set up stage
up.
Too.
Yeah.
So,
barring the additional concerns of the stage, I would only need maybe 45 minutes to set up the players. So whatever.
So we'll take concerns. Care. We'll take care of it. Okay. So we'll just say for use from 7 to 8:30, and with accompanying use of the city stage. That's my motion.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Great, good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you.
Good luck.
Yeah, sounds great.
And we'll see you all on Monday, July 1st.
You're going to do some advertising about that? And
yeah.
Can I have that up? Great.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks. Next is Feast of Booths, Zoe Cannon.
You should have everything in your packet.
This is our second year. The first year, I think, went very, very well. The attendance wasn't spectacular, but I think everybody that was there really enjoyed themselves. And my hope is that since we've done it once and people are more aware of what we're celebrating, we're celebrating the history of faith in Vincennes, beginning with the mid-1700s when the French missionaries came. So it's kind of a mini rendezvous. It's a little, I say that very proudly because I know it's very successful and we're hoping that ours will continue to grow as well. I brought some rack cards that we had left over from last year, and I'm going to give everybody one just so you can see exactly what it is that we celebrated and the events that we had and the speakers that we had. This year, we hope to have a public speaker. I would like, this is additional from what we had last year, the little grassy area where Gimbel Bond was. Right. We'd like to be able to use that area for this public speaker because we had the stage set up in Patrick Henry with music, and they really competed with one another in that same one block area. So if we could use that little grassy area for an open air tent to be able to have some chairs set up and have a public speaker there, that would be awesome. And we need the streets blocked because we need the pavilion again for the evening. And I know that's farmer's market, and we can't get in until after one or so when they're finished, but we'd like to use the pavilion. We have Patrick Henry Drive from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, and then the event kind of moves to the south lawn of the memorial for a community Catholic Mass with our Bishop of our diocese. So, and then we move to the pavilion for the evening for some kind of a concert presentation. So the typical streets that need to be blocked around Patrick Henry Drive, First Street. We need the stage as well for the performers on Patrick Henry Drive.
Then move to the pavilion.
Yes, and then have it at the pavilion afterwards. We have street banners that I'm going to recycle, and last year we had College Avenue and Second Street, so I need permission to have those street banners put up again 2 weeks prior to the event, which the event is October 12th this year.
Is that in your letter or not?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Those dates are good, Dan?
Okay. All right. Okay. You're way too organized.
Trying to be. It's easier the second time around.
Yes.
We also would like to do one of the things that I think everybody enjoyed the most. At the end of the day, we had a candlelight prayer service that proceeded from the pavilion to the old cathedral, the oldest church in Indiana. And we used little glow sticks instead of candles or anything that would actually be hazardous. But we had a streetcar escort, and it was incredible. It was just a nice way to end.
I wouldn't know. I was in the bell tower.
Mark was ringing the Oak Cathedral bell tower for the first time in two decades,
long
probably.
Long time, yeah. Yeah, that's good, Dave. I like that.
Dusty, you're good with that?
Yeah.
Did I miss anything that you, any questions that
no,
you may
no,
need
that sounds
to,
good.
To know?
Can't wait to hear your motion.
Last year we had it on it sort of centered around the year of faith for the Universal Catholic Church, which began that October 13th. And so I'm finding out very quickly when you plan something, you're almost locked into wherever you were lucky enough to get it the first time because there are so many things planned. And there are a lot of things in the fall that occupy Patrick Henry Drive. So we had hoped to have it a little bit earlier in September for some maybe warmer weather, but we're October 12th this year,
yeah.
Saturday.
So I'll make the motion as presented in this wonderful handout that on Saturday, October the 12th, that we utilize the streets around Patrick Henry Drive from 10 a.m. till 4:30, and then the accompanying use of the pavilion that evening for a concert, and then a police or hanging of street banners 2 weeks in advance on 2nd Street and College, and a police escort from the pavilion to the Old Cathedral approximately 8:30 to 9. What did I leave out? And a permit? Oh, yes, in addition. And that's okay
yeah.
as far as that lot?
Should be.
We'd like to set up like a little coffee. Yeah. although actually, I'll tell you a humorous story about that in a second. The and the permission of the city lot in the site of the old Gimbel Bond for a gathering of speakers during the aforementioned 10 to 4:30 time. I think I covered it.
I have to tell you, compliment you. When I did a little video of the area where this was going to be, the crumpled building was still all rumpled with bricks and debris in this public video. And so I was so happy that it was all cleaned up for the day of that event. So kudos to
Well, my humorous little anecdote is that the Vincennes Van Gogh takes visitors from the rendezvous out to the state historic sites, kind of smile of history around. And so I had made a recording of the historic sites so that people could see what they're looking at as they ride by and hopefully bring people back the next year. And so they lost it. So I had Wisdom burn me a new disc. Well, they burned the one that I cut in 2009. So as they're driving by the Gimbel Bond building, they're saying, and here's the Gimbel Bond building. And on the back, there's this beautiful mural of the city. So you just have to use your imagination. So I think I finished my motion.
Okay, I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, folks.
And as my parting gift, I'm going to walk around and give everybody one to
please
take with them.
Please, that'd be great.
Next is Lincoln High School homecoming. Dick Vermillion.
That's why you're here. Okay, I thought it was something earth-shattering or.
Well, I'm here, I guess, to speak on behalf of the group of people that kind of helped put together our homecoming celebration that's held at the pavilion every year. And this year, Lincoln High School's homecoming is on October 4th. So I guess I'm here on behalf of that group. Shirley Rose is back working with us again this year. She had to take the year off last year, but we all know who's going to be in charge of it again this year. So welcome back, Shirley. But I'd left a map up there that shows mm-hmm. our typical layout for the homecoming celebration around the pavilion. And in conjunction with that, we usually have to ask for four things. Use of the pavilion, use of the city stage, and two street closings. So as far as I know, we're looking at the same setup that we've done in the past. Our group hasn't really actually had planning meetings yet this year, but I don't see anything really changing. We would put the stage out in the street like we have done in the past. And that would require us to close First Street from Busser into Broadway from 7 a.m. Friday morning until the event ends. We usually have it all cleared out by 1 o'clock in the morning. And then we usually also close off Busser and Street from 1st to 2nd, usually around noon until it closes, until the event ends at 1 o'clock. And we usually work with Dots and the adjoining landowners on that still have some traffic coming through there. We've learned from experience that those road closed signs don't really mean road closed.
Right.
To most people, they actually mean, if I still want to drive down that road, I got to get out of my car, knock down the barricade, and drive around it. So we pretty much figured that we'll go ahead and put the barricades up, but we'll probably still leave a lane open that cars can get in and out of, because the people that are going to drive through there are going to knock it down and drive right through anyway, and we spend most of the afternoon putting the barricades back up. So we thought if we leave a gap, that'll let the Dots traffic and the few stragglers that have to get their cars in and out before the parade. But by the time the parade starts, we'll certainly have the whole thing blocked off. Okay. So that's what we're looking at is those four things.
Is there anything you wanted to add, Shirley? The Buster and Street's the one I wanted to question. Is it possible to block that off and completely until after 2? Because I think those restaurants down there do business.
Yeah, that's what I plan on doing. Just put up a half a barricade and then leave a lane around it. I spoke with Dick Warren about it last year.
2 p.m.
And he's seen that as long as they can get in and out for Dots.
Okay.
And like I said, we'll keep it closed. People through traffic and such forth, if you at least block off one lane, then they won't go through that. The people that are specifically going to Dots, they'll know they can still get in there and get in and out. So, yeah, we've learned our lesson that we have to leave that open.
So the one you want to make 2 p.m. is the Busser and Street from 1st to 2nd, after 2 p.m.
Okay. Thanks, Dick. Thank you, Shirley. Obviously, homecoming's important to all of us. We'll make a motion to approve the use of the Riverfront Pavilion on for homecoming on Friday, October the 4th, 2013, with the use of the city stage and the street closings as aforementioned, First Street from Busser into Broadway from 7 a.m. Friday until 7 a.m. Saturday, and then Busser and Street from 1st to 2nd from 2 p.m. Friday until 1 a.m. Saturday. That's my motion.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Dick.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. Next up is request permission for sale of vehicle. Harry Varmus. Have a copy of the title.
Hi, Terry Varmus. We've had this vehicle 2 years. 2 years, and we really drove it a lot. I don't know, the miles are not correct on it. It is sitting behind the building. It has a flat tire right now, but we'll get that taken care of. And I'm wanting to sell it. It belongs to the city. It's a Chrysler Voyager 2000.
It's a car or it's a?
It's a van, it's minivan.
It's a minivan.
It's not marked with the city stuff, nothing. We just used it. Store this and that. It was less on the gas mileage, got excellent gas mileage, and we really, you know, we drove it a lot in the mm-hmm. 2 years.
How many miles does it have on it?
They're exempt. It's not exact.
Okay.
It's over 134.
And 134.
Okay. So I think Steve was asking before the meeting that, I mean, I think for something like this, we put it up for bid and solicit bids for it and.
We declare a surplus, then she advertises for bids. We open the bids here at the meeting.
I mean, does that sound all right?
Yes, I'm supposed to put it in the paper, okay. Advertise in the paper, tell them to bring their bids to City Hall, and okay. Do I have a closing time, or how do I?
Yeah, we probably need to have a date to, you know.
Pick one.
I would say, I mean, we can do the business at the next Board of Works meeting, whatever our first meeting is in June, Dan, when is that?
Get it advertised.
And I'll get it 10. In tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. I would say we want, I mean, our next business meeting would be June the 10th. So if they were in like what the Wednesday before that, so whatever date that is, I don't know.
It could be 4:00 June 10th. Yeah, it could be 4:00.
It could be, okay, by 4:00 June 10th.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's in by 4:00 June 10th.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Sealed bids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll get within. I know Gordon's run an ad like this, fellas.
Do I have to put location so they know where to come to look at it?
Sure, I would.
That would help.
Say located at the animal shelter.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
No.
Apparently not.
It sounded good to me.
Sounds like a good idea, doesn't it? Take it. Yeah, I would tell them it's at the pet port and where it's
okay.
Located. Sure.
Okay.
Then come out and look at it. So,
it's over, and then they're. I think it's been turned off to. I don't know. I didn't
disconnected.
I can put it down there, but on this thing, it doesn't have mileage.
Okay. 130.
Yeah, it does on this have mileage.
Yeah, I think it would be legit. Unless somebody disconnected the cable.
Well, we
be.
Haven't done that.
Okay, I wouldn't think so.
I can put the miles down there then.
Yeah, I probably should. I mean, I think that would affect the price. I mean,
it's a bunch.
Yeah, I would too.
So, okay, so we'll make a motion that the pet board be allowed to bid a surplus van to be submitted by sealed bid no later than June the 4th, June 10th, to be published in the paper by the pet board.
Okay, thank you.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, Terry.
Great. Thanks, Terry.
Next is miscellaneous, but I don't think she is here.
Are you miscellaneous?
I'm on behalf of Keep Vincent's Rolling Group, mm-hmm. and we were supposed to have our banner up this week over...
You have one in Washington now.
It was over Washington. We took it down Friday. The letters were peeling.
Oh.
So I've taken it to be fixed, and now Dan has found that if we can get it back, we can go over Hart from June 3rd until the 17th, if you guys approve that.
Sound like you should just had Dan make the presentation.
We kind of did that right this afternoon. I forgot to write down my shape. So.
It kind of felt like when I was president of the council, you know, Shirley be whispering in my ear, not saying that. Okay, so we're going to approve the hanging of the Keep Vincennes Rolling banner on the Hart Street location effective
June 3rd
through 17th. That's the motion.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yep. I might just mention under miscellaneous, too, that next week, not like I haven't had enough talk about festivals, rendezvous, feast of booths. Next week's Red Skelton Festival, so just a reminder that we'll start on Wednesday of next week with the Hobo Day bathtub races, followed by the World's Red's 100th birthday party at the Don Bell Recreational Center on Thursday. Both those are free events. We're not going to have the pie fight. Darn it. We are having a cornerstone ceremony by the Masons on Friday, Red Skelton Follies, so there'll be local talent on the 7th, and then, of course, the parade and the Paint the Town Festival on the 8th, and we'll also have all the things that happen with that, including the beauty contest this year featuring high school principals. Although there'll never be a better clown than the mayor. I mean, he was perfect. And a film festival, and then all of that actually also is the same weekend as Judge Osborne's having his Vietnam War salute, and we're sorry, doing some things in the parade on Saturday and Sunday, where I think we're going to have a Huey helicopter kind of fly down to kick off the parade, which would be kind of cool. Scares all those clowns to death. So that's all starting middle of next week.
Okay. You need a motion to adjourn?
So
okay. We are adjourned.